3, 12, merde!
Live from Madison Square Garden, this is the Long and Late Movie Show, America's Movie Podcast. I am Russell Hainline, a.k.a. Frank Longo, joined as always by my partner in crime, Mr. Leighton Gordon. Good evening, Leighton.
Good evening, Russell. It's great to be here.
And joined as always by the lovely and talented Ms. Shitta Selikovitz. Good evening, Shitta.
Good evening to my two fave people.
Good evening. no time to waste. Let's neither dilly nor dally. Let's jump directly into Night School, which Leighton saw.
Yep.
Was this a remake of a movie?
No. This is just a generic movie.
It's just a generic movie that takes place in a night school, which is why they call it Night School.
Yeah,
I feel like there's got to have been a Night School movie. I'm looking this up.
There's probably a Night Court movie. You know,
looking for some Night School.
It's more common to have a movie called Destination Wedding, which you'll also discuss, because there, my Amazon was showing two different movies as Destination
there
Wedding.
There was a Night School in 2016 that was a documentary. Night School 1981. Who's been decapitating the innocent girls at the local night school?
Okay, well, that's the movie
sexy.
I want to
see.
Tiffany Haddish or Kevin Hart get decapitated? Did they get their caps detated?
No, but Kevin Hart did get a whooping.
Yeah. So tell us what happens in Night School, other than inspiring the youth.
So Kevin Hart is a salesman who never graduated from high school. Due to his own fault, he lost his salesman job. He gets the opportunity to become another salesman, but he has to graduate high school. So he goes to Night School, and he meets up with some other people who are also in Night School. We've got Romany Malco, Rob Riggle, Mary Rajkub is in there also. Chloe from 24, yes. And then, of course, Tiffany Haddish is the Night School teacher. So hijinks ensue. Kevin Hart does his Kevin Hart thing. Tiffany Haddish I'll say the scenes between Tiffany Haddish and Kevin Hart work for me. And I think Romany Malco plays like I don't know how to describe it, but like a 5%er that is not a real 5%er, and he starts faking it, but he believes it, and I thought that was hilarious. But you know, other than that, it is, there were not many laugh out loud scenes. There's some chuckle worthy scenes. I am still not incredibly bored by Kevin Hart yet, so this still had me laughing a little bit. But I think that if Kevin Hart is not your thing, this will not be the movie for you. I'll say this: it is worse than Ride Along 1. It is better than Ride Along 2.
There's a quote for your poster. Better than Ride Along 2.
Yeah, it is better than Ride Along, because Ride Along 2 was atrocious.
Re-ride.
Also, some odd blatant product placements in this movie. It got to the point where they were actually saying, you know, in one part of the movie, that there's a principal, and he says, "Take off your Beats by Dre headphones." And I was like,
Darren Killam got that line? That's a great.
Yeah, the principal had to say it. The guy who plays the principal says, "Take off your Beats by Dre headphones," and I was like, "That's weird." And then another scene has like,
"I'm so mad I didn't get to play that part, Leighton. That part was written for me."
Another guy says, "Let me go find you a job at Monster.com," and I was like, "What?" And I was like, "Who even uses Monster.com?" And yeah. So, you know,
we can't all be professional, well-employed gentlemen, Leighton Gordon.
Come on, I don't think anyone's used Monster.com to find jobs since 2000, and I'm dating myself here, 2006 was the last time you're getting better than Monster.com. LinkedIn, for example, would be one product I would use instead of Monster.com. No product.
Everybody knows monster.com is used way more than stinky LinkedIn.
Oh God. RIP Monster. Let's force them out for Monster, guys.
They should call it StinkedIn. So Leighton, how many kernels are you giving Night School?
It's two kernels.
All right, two kernels for Night School. Let's talk about a VOD movie that we all saw with some bona fide, nay, bona VOD movie stars.
Bona fide?
Keanu Reeves and Winona Ryder are both going to a destination wedding in Paso Robles, and they're both curmudgeonly, as it so happens. And over time, their curmudgeonly disdain for one another gives way to perhaps love?
Question mark? Any questions?
No, comma, money down, exclamation mark. Shira, what did you think of Destination Wedding?
Now, look, if you are into Winona Ryder's gif-able facial expressions, this is the movie you've been waiting for, you've written down in your diary, and you've been waiting for someone to make. If you like Keanu Reeves as like a scoffing misanthrope, this is the film that you have been dying to see your whole life. I'll start with the good that I already kind of mentioned some of. I mean, look, Winona Ryder and Keanu Reeves are both great. I love them both. They have on-screen chemistry. I thought it was really cool that they're the only people in the movie that have speaking parts. The only other voices that you hear the whole movie are like through a TV or like an announcement at an airport or something like that. Otherwise, it's just the two of them talking. And I thought that was good and bad. I thought it was good because it was interesting and it was unique and it didn't bring in extraneous people to also be terrible because these two are already terrible. But I thought it was bad because like after a while, even though this movie is only 90 minutes, it can start to get a little bit much of Keanu and Winona talking and, you know, that kind of shit. Winona's kind of like the butt of the joke. And her facial expressions, like, make everything that she does completely worthwhile. But I don't know. It's hard to, like, be in this world of just the two of them for 90 straight minutes without, like, wanting to maybe kill yourself a little bit. But also,
wow,
watching.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I'm exaggerating. But I don't know. I was really into it for like the first 30 minutes and then the luster kind of started to wear off and it became kind of empty to me. Without these two running these characters, I don't think I would have enjoyed it at all. So
I'm conflicted also because I feel the way Shira does. When I saw that the wedding happened at like 35 minutes into this movie, I was like, oh no, like how long is this wedding push going to be? But then again, I kind of like the characters. I liked Winona's character, the way that she played her character, better than Keanu. I had trouble believing that Keanu was an asshole since I have known Keanu characters for 30 years now. I just can't imagine him being the kind of asshole that he's playing. They needed someone who could do back and forth dialogue in like an Aaron Sorkin kind of way, which Keanu is not that guy. But Winona's right. Reactions are really, but she's much. I preferred her in this movie, and I'm sure everybody does. Again, also just a little bit too long. Keanu's not really redeemed as like a nice guy until like the very, very end of the movie. Just a tad too long. I know they probably had to pad it out to get to 90 minutes, but this is like a, this is like a, this should be like a 75 minute, 80 minute movie at max. Russell?
I liked it well enough. I mean, mm-hmm. outside of like, there were like one or two scenes that, you know, like the transphobic thing is like a little like whack, obviously. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I realize you're trying to like just show that he's cool. like an ignorant dude or whatever. Like, I get that like, they didn't like mean it like that, but like, yeah, it's still not really what's popping in 2018.
It's
you know?
Really not needed. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah, just they could have been like shitting on like anything else. you know? Right. And they do for most of the movie. I didn't mind it. I sort of liked how negative and curmudgeonly they were for the majority of the time. It made like what happened at like the very end, like the last like 15 minutes, maybe like I'm not sure they stick the landing, but like overall, I found it a lot more enjoyable than I expected to find it. And the sex scene was great.
yeah.
So I don't know.
Flashbacks
like,
for you, Russell?
Sure. Yes.
Thank all God my, there was sex in it.
All my destination wedding dalliances.
Listen, Leighton and I attended a destination wedding once of a young man named Russell Hadline.
That was what the sex was like at that.
exactly. it was basically identical.
There was a mountain lion there, but it wasn't. It wasn't a different person. No, I fucked up the joke. You get it. You understand where I was going. Three kernels. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'm happy to go. I was stuck between 2.5 and 3, but like the more I think about it, the more I like it. I'll probably watch it again.
Three sounds fine.
All right, three sounds fine, and then we've got what I saw: The Sisters Brothers. Which is a Western by Jacques Audiard, who did...
Oh, I love when you speak French.
Merci. He did Un Parfait. And I don't remember what rust and bone is in French, but he did Un Parfait.
Yeah, I don't know it
and
either.
And he did Rust and Bone. Really, really good filmmaker, basically, and this is his first English language movie. Beautifully shot. It's a Western in which Joaquin Phoenix and John C. Reilly are the eponymous Sisters Brothers and the titular, if you will. And as you may expect, Joaquin Phoenix is the one that has a bit of a violent streak. And John C. Reilly is the one that maybe isn't as comfortable with the fact that he's known as a vicious killer. So, you know, the casting definitely sort of fits the bill. They're hunting after Riz Ahmed, who people may remember from Rogue One or
the movie
Four Lions or Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler, yep.
They're hunting after him because he's got a formula that he claims will revolutionize sort of the gold rush that'll help find the gold in the rivers more easily, you know, things like this. And so they're working with, speaking of Nightcrawler, Jake Gyllenhaal, who is in this. And Jake Gyllenhaal is sort of tracking down Riz Ahmed and then ends up talking to him and getting sold on this idea. So then the Sisters Brothers are hunting down Jake and Riz, which sounds like a great, like, Disney sitcom. And, yeah, it sort of just ambles along like this, and, you know, they're tracking down one another. They will eventually, the sides shall meet, and, you know, there's plenty of mistrust, and there's plenty of greed, and there's obviously a good amount of humor, as you might expect, with Phoenix and Reilly as our leads. John C. Reilly, I mostly just left this movie thinking John C. Reilly is such a grossly underrated actor. People don't appreciate him nearly enough. Like,
really? They don't?
No, I don't think so. Like, he can carry a movie like this. He can be like a best leading actor Oscar guy. Like, I think he may have been nominated once for like supporting, but I feel like there's a whole slew of actors. Gary Oldman used to be one of them and has sort of graduated from it, where they're known as like they're a good that guy. You know, like, and they could, like, be that guy, like John Turturro or Steve Buscemi or, like, all these other people, right? And, like, maybe Riley, outside of doing those Will Ferrell movies, he doesn't really get a chance. Either that or he just isn't that interested in doing
He
movies
was
in
good
which
in
he's, like, the
the.
main guy.
Yeah, he was good in the Yorgos movie.
He was, but again, he was like a that guy. He was the supporting friend, you know, like, and I feel like he's that in a lot of things. So it was really great to see him be essentially the lead in this movie, in a movie that he more than capably carries, and is like, and he's like funny and he's sad, and he really gets to sort of show both sides of what makes him really great. Because also, how many of the actors that I named can like lead a comedy movie and lead a drama movie?
Truth.
You know what I mean? Like God bless Steve Buscemi. He's not like the lead guy in a
Yeah.
broad comedy. Like, you know, John Turturro, not really that guy. You know, maybe a little more like back in the day, but like especially now, Riley's still crushing it. So yeah, I was just left with a continued great appreciation for him. Obviously, the four main actors in this are great. The cinematography is beautiful. I also just love westerns. I think if you also love westerns, this is definitely one you're not going to want to miss. There's a lot of like there's John C. Reilly in this movie discovering that you can brush your teeth, that's like a thing that like fancy city folk do. But then he buys like some toothpaste powder and like learns how to brush his teeth. And like it's like weirdly poignant and like endearing, but it's also very funny. You know, it's got a very good sort of balance between these things. And it's got a lot of that. And Joaquin Phoenix is drunk, and he can be very funny when he's drunk as well, obviously. And they bicker. I don't know. It's a good movie. I mean, like, yeah, 3.5 kernels feels
Oh,
appropriate.
wow.
Yeah, I was a big
High
fan.
praise.
That's high praise. Yeah. And yeah, John C. Reilly in particular, just really. Anybody who's a fan of JCR, you need to go check this
Those are
out.
good initials.
They are good initials. It's like JCS, but slightly different.
Yeah,
But slightly
it's one
one
off.
letter off.
One off different. Great. So we don't really have anything else. We didn't see much over the last 2 weeks.
We've
Womp
been
womp.
terrible
Yeah.
the last 2 weeks. We're sorry. Although I did watch Maniac on Netflix, which is not really what we're
I'm
here to
not caught
talk
up
about,
yet. I'm
but
not caught up yet.
I won't say a word then. Also, for fans of Scott Pilgrim, the movie, it is now on Netflix as of Friday, and I watched it last night, and I hadn't seen it in a really long time, and it's still great.
That is a good
Oh, that
movie.
is very that was very scary for you to say. But you know, this week I think we're all gonna see A Star Is Born. I know Russell's probably gonna. It's a musical, so he's gonna
Oh
see A
my
Star Is
God, you
Born.
guys,
I've got my
we
ticket.
should try to make a commitment to watch all four this week.
Nope. Not gonna do that.
Oh yeah.
Wait, what else is there? There's A Star Is Born and
I'm
Venom. That's
saying
about it. There's Judy
all
Garland's
four,
version. All four A Star Is Born. This is the
Oh.
fourth remake.
Yes, my
Technically the
Entertainment
third remake,
Weekly.
the fourth film, yeah.
My Entertainment Weekly did say that, yes.
Yeah, y'all can do that.
I'm
That
gonna
sounds
try to
great.
watch them all. I'm gonna try to watch them
Well,
all.
you have time to see all the Stars Born. You
I
can
am
fit in
leaving
your
town
musical.
Friday morning, and I will not be back until October 15th. I do not have time to
Where are you
compete.
going?
I'm going to Colorado, and then I'm going to
Oh, good
Ohio.
beer.
I'm doing some good.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I'm doing some beer traveling and seeing Emily's maid
Where
of
in Colorado?
honor and
Boulder?
seeing Emily's sorority sister and a lot of fun things.
Are
That's
you doing
nice.
Boulder? What are you doing? What are you doing? Boulder, Ben? I mean Boulder, I'm
Yeah,
sorry.
we'll do Denver and we'll do Boulder when
Okay.
we're in Colorado,
I
and then
hear.
we'll do Cincinnati and Columbus and Dayton in Ohio.
Yummy.
I hear Boulder is where it's
Miami.
at. I hear Boulder is where it's at for the beer.
Yeah, I've been to a couple of places in Boulder with, so again, Emily's maid of honor lives in Boulder, actually. So,
That's awesome.
yeah, so we've been to a couple of those places. I'm excited to go to more of them. It
I'm
should
so
be
excited for you guys.
good. I'm gonna come back so fat. I am
Let's hope,
already.
God willing.
I'm a pinch over my ideal weight already,
Russell,
and
have
it's
you
gonna be
been
rough.
balling at least? Even in some basketball
I ball
or?
3 times a week, baby. But like
Okay.
I'm, you know, at Oktoberfest was this weekend. It packs
That's
on.
yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of cals for one night.
Yeah, that's true. And the next day, I can't even do anything.
Putting on them LBs. Oh, I ate nothing the next day. Nothing at all. Emily was like, how are you not ready for dinner? I was like, I ate my dinner yesterday, like 5
Totally. I've been there. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're not hungry the next day, like, you've done some work.
I must have eaten 20,000 calories of pretzels.
Easily.
Like, 3 pretzels is like 100 calories. It's not hard.
It's not hard at all. Plus, I don't know how Oktoberfest. I've only been to Oktoberfest in Munich. I've never done, like, one of them here.
Oh.
But you eat so much. I know, that just made me sound like such a snob. I didn't mean
I've only done
sound
the
like
real
that.
Oktoberfest.
But it's from what I'm hearing, it's not really any different. Like, you're just eating pretzels and like roast chicken and sausages and pretzels and beer. It's just nonstop for like a week.
You're the deep throating brats.
Pretty much, yeah. and I mean that as a compliment.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm the Joey Chestnut of brats. Yeah. So,
let's do some shout outs.
On that, we're going to wrap this puppy up. Shira, where can the good people find you?
You can find me on the great wide open road at Shira Selko and at 5 Foot Taurus on Instagram, at Shira Selko on Twitter. Logged into my Letterboxd for the first time tonight and realized I need to do some serious movie tracking. I don't even know what I've seen this year. So I'm going to be cleaning all of that up and writing a few blurbs this week for fun. And check
blurb,
me out
blurb,
in all those places.
Blurb is a word.
Yeah, do the blurbs.
So I am Late Gordon, LateGordon on Instagram and on Twitter. And since Shira has given me some homework, I'll see what I can do about these stars for. But I am seeing the new movie this weekend, and I probably will see Venom this weekend also. So 2 movies. Oh my gosh! First time I've seen 2 movies in a weekend in a long time.
I know, we need to step it up.
Hey, late. Yeah.
Yes.
I just wanted to take another look at you.
I don't like.
I thought you didn't watch trailers, Russell.
You just got Star Is Born, my friend.
You just got Star Is Born ultimatum.
Yeah. Russell H. Film, Russell H. Beer on Instagram. Beer Travel Guide just posted a guide for best brewery hops in Washington D.C. today. We'll do Richmond next week, and coming up, for those of you that didn't listen to the last 10 minutes of the podcast. I'll have Denver, I'll have Boulder, I'll have Cincinnati, I'll have Columbus, I'll have Dayton. I'll probably get another couple of, like, L.A. area things as well, the Valley, maybe Long Beach, stuff like this. Yes, please follow the Beer Travel Guide, thebeertravelguide.com, instagram.com/thebeertravelguide, twitter.com/beertravelBTG. Follow all those things, and Russell H. Film everywhere as well. That should do it. Shira, Layton, thank you so much as always.
Thank
always
you.
Good to be here.
My pleasure.
So for Shira, for Layton, and for myself, Russell Hainline, this has been the Long and Late Movie Show. Good night. Well done, Bang John A.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.